597-8345.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stunned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There's been now three elections, and a total of 37 delegates have been chosen so far. Less than 2%, like 1.5%. This is the beginning of a long, hard slog. So we will certainly be promoting this in the most frugal way. We will be going to the caucus states, and we will be promoting the whole idea of getting more delegates, because that's the name of the game, and we will pursue it. The one thing we can say about our campaign, have you ever noticed other candidates going up and then down, up and then down? So far, I am very proud to say that our efforts is steady growth. It's steady growth like this. Even compared to 4 years ago, it looks like tonight we will get 4 to 5 times more votes than we did 4 years ago. Let me tell you how proud I am of all the supporters and all the efforts made in this. And just believe me, thank you very much. Keep up the good work. We have the message. We have the talent. We have the determination. And we will win this battle for peace and prosperity. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Ron Paul last night after South Carolina's primary. And those of you who are discouraged by his fourth place finish, don't be. There is nothing discouraging about what happened. It is to be expected, especially when Diebold is in the game running the machines. It's not who votes. It's not how many votes that really happen. It's who counts the votes and how they count them. But considering all of that, did you hear Ron Paul just say he got 4 to 5 times the number of votes that he got 4 years ago? That is a landslide for liberty. You've got to understand, this is a landslide for liberty. It did not take but maybe 10-12% of the American people to start the original American Revolution. And now right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we continue with that American Revolution in healing, in freedom, in liberty, in peace, and prosperity. Welcome, my friends, to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Glad to have you back on board. We've got a couple of hours of, what would we call it? It's not anarchy. The government is an anarchy. This is order, not a new world order. This is an American order of liberty, of health, freedom. And some topics on tap today include the mysterious 12 of Leroy, New York. Are you ready to talk about the things that the old media, the mainstream media, the national media is afraid to mention? They will not mention what is happening to these ladies, little girls, these teenagers in Leroy, New York with Tourette's-like, tick-like symptoms. And we got some audio clips of them, their parents, and the talking heads in the media about this and what they are refusing to mention. We will mention it right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You want to see where we're going? Go to robertscottbell.com. Robertscottbell.com. All of the links are up. If you'd like to be a part of the program today, do you have news wherever you are that is not being reported on by the lamestream, old, polluted, toxic, pharmaceutically conflicted media, then call me now. Get on the phone now. 800-259-5791 for the next couple of hours here. 800-259-5791. Political and nutritional mysteries. The South Carolina primary. Forced pill. Did you hear about this? The forced birth control pill. The feds are going to force religious organizations that hire people, that have employees, and they will be forced to carry insurance, health mandate insurance, to cover birth control. What do you think about that? How about the raw milk prohibition continues by the Obama administration despite a petition to overturn it, to start allowing freedom, to legalize freedom again? Nope. Obama, all you lefties out there, Obama's for me, right? Not on your life. He doesn't want you to drink raw milk. He could have ended the prohibition like that, but no, he's not. But Ron Paul, fourth place finish, huge actually, huge in a state that I was surprised that 5% would go for Ron Paul because of the ignorance. And listen, if you're in South Carolina, we're going to hear some stories. I've got Kevin Bolton set up from Organic Racing. He's been there the last 3 days on the ground. He's going to report to us things that the old media is not covering as well. So they said here, Newt Gingrich, 40%! What the heck? A mysterious Newt grew in South Carolina. Is this because South Carolinians want to redefine marriage as between a man and multiple women? Is that why South Carolina went for Newt Gingrich, or is this a Diebold mystery? The news here also, Mitt Romney gets slaughtered, tatered in South Carolina. The Republicans do not like Mitt Romney. Got less than 30% of the vote. Newt, they say, had 40-plus percent. Rick Santorum, the social... What do they call that? Social media suck up? What is it that Rick Santorum is? Totally delusional, totally ignorant of so many things. He got nearly 70% of the vote. That should be embarrassing for South Carolina. But the big news, Ron Paul, 13% of the vote, 77,993 as of the last report that I see, four times the number of votes he got 4 years ago. This is not something to look down on. In fact, he's going to get more delegates. And it will not be that Newt Gingrich will sustain this. It will not be that Rick Santorum will sustain this. Maybe Mitt Romney won't, but it looks like it's going to be ultimately, as I predicted here as well, a two-man race. They are trying their desperate level best to prop up the phony Rick Santorum. It's not going to work. They're going to say, oh, wait, Rick, he won Iowa. So we have Iowa for Rick. We have New Hampshire for Mitt. We have South Carolina goes for a Newt. And who's going for Ron Paul? All the rest. How many people were not counted, were not counted upon in that regard? How many people did not get counted, did not vote? In fact, there's a big, big, I should say, YouTube that you need to see. And I have it linked up in today's blog notes at robertscottbell.com. For those of you who missed my Robert Scott Bell show from Friday, we call that the Healing Revolution. In fact, we talked about female health issues. So any of you ladies out there want to understand about normalizing your periods, dealing with PMS, dealing with uterine fibroids and such, give a listen to that show. You've got the link up at robertscottbell.com, and you can always get the downloads free through Natural News Radio as well. But here we have a situation where I covered with Tom Woods on Friday the generation gap in support for Ron Paul. The youth are coming out for Ron. Where are the elder generation? Where's your mom and dad? Where's grandma and grandpa? And we talk specifically about your task, your homework, to go out and start speaking to your elders about what they are missing. And that's going to be a big part of what the next phase is here in the growth of the Ron Paul Revolution, the second American Revolution. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 800-259-5791, raw milk bans from the executive branch of government, the medical mystery of the 12 angry vaccine injured. I'll say it right now, girls in Leroy, New York. We've got more on state vaccine battles. We've got more on the H5N1, oh no, bird flu, the bird flu flop. Well, they're taking a break from the research. Why? They want to make it more deadly. Why are they taking a break from that? Isn't that what they want? We've got that and more. Your calls as well, 800-259-5791. Hey, Tom, see if we can get Kevin from Organic Racing on the line. And when he's available, you let me know, because I want to talk about kicking off today's show, political healing on the ground in South Carolina. What's the perspective? What is the old media, the national media missing? And that's where we want to start today before I get into some of these other issues upcoming here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. As I said, I am not discouraged in the least, except to say, well, maybe I'm disappointed in some of my elders. Although it's interesting, on my Facebook page, those of you who are friends of mine on Facebook, you can see here when I covered the issue with Tom Woods the other day, had a lot of nice comments from grandmas and grandpas, etc. Here's one from Karen Kelbell. She says, I support Ron Paul for my grandchildren more than for myself. Thank you, Karen. Stephen Poyser says, I'm a grandfather of 12, a great-grandfather of 4, and for me, it is Ron Paul all the way to the White House. And Stephen says, I may not live long enough to see the restoration completed, but my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren may. This is something that is so critical. If you have not already done so, please give a little discussion time. Young people, listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, high school age, college age, and the 20-somethings and 30-somethings, start speaking to your elders about what they miss them. Send them to the YouTube with Ron Paul. I'm sorry, our discussion with Tom Woods about this. And you'll understand the gap because of the old media, because of those of you that still listen and watch Fox News, those of you that still listen to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck even, who occasionally Beck does some good work and then he goes on, falls off the wagon and starts trashing Ron Paul. And this is where people are being programmed. And so much of our lives, come on, let's be honest, wasn't I programmed? Yes, I was part of the programmed masses at a time, bought into the neoconservative lies that Ron Paul and his revolution were soft on terrorism and were not strong on defense, when quite the opposite is true. Quite the opposite is true. And yes, indeed, we are looking for establishing, I think that Jerry Doyle calls it intellectual anarchy, right? That means you're no longer regurgitating the party line or that which is being fed to you by the old media and Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, etc. And when you look at the debates and the cheering that goes on, the reality, if you're on the ground level, you're going to see a completely different picture that you will not hear anywhere else. And that is why you tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show every week here on Genesis Communications Network through GCNLive.com as well, and all our wonderful affiliates around the country. And for those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, who don't get this message throughout the week and are longing for it, you can! Yes, if you have an internet connection, you can. You can download it after the fact or listen live 5 additional days of the week, noon to 2 Eastern Time, through naturalnewsradio.com. And if you've missed any shows, hundreds of hours for your download enjoyment, free for you through Natural News Radio. I've got the links up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to see if we can get Kevin Bolton from Organic Racing on the line during this upcoming break so we can talk what is happening on the ground. What is the old media not reporting to you about what really is happening about the Ron Paul revolution on the ground there, not only in South Carolina, but where you are right now. And that is where we're going, in addition to the mysteries of the Leroy 12 up there in Leroy, New York. All those young girls who are now suffering with neurological difficulties, impairments, tic-like, Tourette's-like disorders. What is going on? We're going to get to that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You stay with us here. This is the United States of Health Talk Radio.
888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225.
That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quickstove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. Once again, remember, 6 days a week, in addition to day, 5 additional days through National News Radio. Check it out. All the links up at robertscottbell.com. What's the word on the street? What's happening, really? The things that you will not hear in the old media, particularly as it was in South Carolina with the Ron Paul revolution. We've got Kevin Bolton on the line now. He's been spending the last 3 days in South Carolina, right up to the primary of yesterday. We opened with some clips from Ron Paul's discussion after the fact. Kevin Bolton, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell, are you rocking the health call today?
Most definitely. You're going to help me rock it even more politically speaking. Let me know. Give us a story. Give us a sense of what was happening on the ground there leading up to the primary. Many people may be disappointed in Ron's fourth place finish, but he did get four or more times the amount of support that he did 4 years ago.
Right, right. You know, Robert, it's really interesting. I talked to several Marines and to a bunch of other people who've been making phone calls over here to South Carolina. My daughter and I personally, you know, made hundreds of phone calls over here. And I'll be honest with you, in those hundreds of some phone calls I made, I did not get a single person tell me on the phone, you know, because you have a script that you read to them. None of them selected Newt Gingrich. And it really amazed us, you know, that Newt Gingrich did so well. I talked to a couple of Marines who visited over, knocked over 100 doors yesterday, and out of the 100 doors they knocked on, they were active duty Marines. They did not get a single person saying they were going to vote for Newt Gingrich. And, you know, it's just kind of a weird thing to watch and see how it goes along. You were out on the streets in the rain all day yesterday. Ron Paul supporters in the rain. You know, one group of people were in the rain. They looked like bodybuilders, but they got their clothes soaking wet, so they went and put on their bathing suits and stood in the rain waving signs. I did not see a single other supporter out there other than Ron Paul supporters on the streets, you know, encouraging people to vote for Ron Paul. And you're like, then you look at the polls and you're like, this doesn't look right. That's really what the rest of us are seeing.
Kevin, this is indicative of the fact that Ron Paul supporters would walk through walls. And it isn't just about the man, it's about the principles of liberty that people have been reawakened to. And this bodes very not well for the status quo and the establishment, despite a fourth place finish for Ron Paul in South Carolina. There is no other candidate or supporters of a candidate that would go out in the cold, icy cold winter rain in their swimsuits to go, hey, support liberty. And of course, some would call that crazy. I would call it very rational and sane in support of liberty. Those who don't support liberty are the insane ones, in my opinion.
I agree with you. You know, I mean, they're very passionate because, you know, when you hear the truth and you're not lied to, you become passionate about that message. You know, Russian TV, RTV, they interviewed us yesterday for over an hour. And after the interview, the guy who was interviewing us, he's like, you know, I love interviewing Ron Paul supporters. Because, you know, when I interview Newt Gingrich or I interview these other supporters, Romney and such, Santorum supporters, he goes, you get canned answers. You might as well interview CNN. You get the same thing. They only regurgitate what they've been told. Because the Ron Paul supporters, they're so passionate. They understand the issues. They understand what's going on. It's an exciting interview.
Yeah, indeed. I was interviewed by RT a while back on the issue of AIDS, and they cover stories that seemingly the American media will not, which is a shame, because it used to be that the Russian media was completely controlled and communistic. Now we got more freedom of speech coming through their media outlets than CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, and Fox combined.
If you want real news, don't watch our local news channels.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But did you see any local coverage? Did you say you were interviewed by local media in South Carolina?
Well, we actually got, you know, we brought a big bus. loved our biodiesel pilot excursion over there with the big tires and the 8-foot Ron Paul signs on the flags and everything. And we actually got mentioned on CNN. They said they saw the Ron Paul giant pocket toy support vehicle on the street. And a couple of other gentlemen, they got interviewed by Fox News and other, we are actually on CNN. I'm not CNN, C-SPAN. So, you know, being there, being on the ground. You know, what was really interesting, Robert, is it was raining cats and dogs, thunder and lightning, and it was awful weather. And it had a very, very poor turnout. You know, some of these counties, only 1,000 people turned out to vote. So, you know, you have to realize your vote, a single vote, when you're talking about 1,000 votes, is extremely important. So, you know, when you look at that, here's the other thing that you have to examine. When you look at that, you see Ron Paul supporters out there in the rain, waving signs, soaking wet, all day long. And then you have bad weather like we had yesterday.
Yes.
How many people are going to go, oh, I just don't think I'm going to go out and vote today? Our Ron Paul people, they'll swim across an ocean of alligators to go vote.
Well, it begs the question, Kevin.
It's intriguing to me.
Yes, Kevin, it begs the question, is like, there was no passionate Newt supporter, was there? You said you didn't call any, did you meet many? I mean, how does he get 40% in that state? That is bizarre. It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Well, you know, he was supposed to give a speech on Saturday morning, and he actually just didn't show up. He left them all standing. So, you know, several people were coming in to give speeches. Of course, you know, Ron Paul's going to be there to give his speech. But he stood them all up. And we saw some of the new supporters, not from him, but we saw a few of them come by Big Bird, and we actually tricked them into getting a picture with them on Paul's mind. They didn't realize it. But they were like, oh, I don't blame him. I wouldn't come out and give a speech either. But you could tell in their heart of hearts, you know, they were disappointed that they'd been there waiting for him to come give a speech, and he dropped them like a hot rock.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of thing, canceling it for lack of interest, et cetera, and then getting 40% of the vote. Were there many people on the streets that are going, man, we're for Newt because he's for multiple wives?
Yeah. I saw a Ron Paul guy carry a sign that said, Newt's first three wives support Ron Paul.
Oh, that is classic. We're talking a few minutes more with Kevin Bolton from Organic Racing. He mentioned these amazing photographs that were there, including this huge vehicle, the Organic Racing vehicle that's got the Ron Paul stuff over it, parked next to a completely wrapped Corvette. People don't do this for Newt. Don't do this for Romney. Don't do this for Rick Santorum. But it's telling you the dedication and passion for health freedom, for healing on all levels, for supporting a message of Ron Paul is like nowhere else, no other candidate has it. That's why I say this is a long haul. This is not a race that is won on a 100-yard dash. This is a race that is going the full-on mile, or 26 miles, the so-called marathon. And, Kevin, I appreciate you being with me today. We got to move on here, and you have a safe journey back home from South Carolina.
I'll do it, Robert, and you keep on rocking the world, brother.
You got it. Well, check out all the photographs. They're up there on the blog post right now at robertscottbell.com. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about some exemptions. Do we have any to vaccination? How about the forced coverage of the birth control pill? Are you a church, a synagogue, and you have to cover birth control for your employees? Very interesting. We've got that and more on the Robert Scadabell Show. Call me now, 800-259-5791. Rockin' the health world like nowhere else in media. Coming right back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
The feds are at it, violating your religious freedoms. You think I'm exaggerating? No, the Robert Scott Bell Show doesn't exaggerate unless for effect. And then I'll tell you I'm exaggerating for effect. But I am not. Religious employers must cover the pill. Now, if you didn't hear my Friday show, The Healing Revolution, I did through National News Radio, go back and listen, download it, because I covered this issue of the birth control pill intensely, about them wanting to put all little girls on it. Oh, well, you got irregular periods. Oh, you've got a period at 7. Here, take this pill. No, don't monkey with creation like that. Don't mess with the endocrine systems of little girls. Yet they do. Every day, the medical profession looks at, oh, I don't care why your little girl's menstrual difficulties are occurring. Just take this artificial synthetic hormone pill, and it'll all be fine until your little girl gets cancer as an adult girl. Is that what sounds rational to you? No, it's not rational. It's completely illogical. It's insane. But that's the mainstream thought form. You understand why the mainstream is not what you want to be a part of? That's the polluted, toxic mainstream. You want to be on that little creek, that little stream that's pure, that's coming out of the ground, that's clean, you could drink it. You start drinking from the polluted mainstream of MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. No wonder you have toxic thoughts. No wonder they marginalize and ridicule Ron Paul and the followers, those that are living the revolution. Now the feds are requiring religious employers to cover birth control in this way. Quote from the article, many church-affiliated institutions will have to cover free birth control for their employees, the Obama administration announced Friday in an election year decision certain to upset conservatives and add to the national debate about the reach of government. You think, now what is interesting beyond interesting here, I think, that's what is interesting to me, is the question about how is it that the feds can require such a thing? How is it that they could even attempt to do something like this, right? You're in church, you're a religious institution, you got to hire people to work, right? You exist on donations, you pay these people, and they say, oh my gosh, they're your employees. Now you have to give them health care, which is not health care, it's disease management. Not only that, but that health care has to cover birth control pills. Does anybody see a kind of a strange thing where the government is overstepping its bounds into the area of religion? Is there not a separation of church and state? There isn't one technically in the Constitution. It just meant really that Congress shall make no law establishing basically a state religion, if you will, nor prohibiting the free exercise of religion. But to start dictating to religious institutions about what they have to carry as far as health coverage and to force them to cover birth control pills, what are they thinking? Do you know why this is possible? Do you know why the federal government can do this? Do you have any idea? Call me at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let me know. I will tell you momentarily. Granting a concession, this is from the article, and I have it linked up in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. Granting a concession, however, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said nonprofit institutions such as church-affiliated hospitals, colleges, and social service agencies will have 1 year more to comply with the requirement than most other employers. Oh, okay, we're going to give you a year to figure out that you have to do what we tell you to do. Thank you so much. This sounds like Obamacare waivers. They're providing these waivers, not permanently, just we're going to give you a year to set your house in order before we come in there and fine your aspirin, right, if you're not complying. Yeah, you're a religious institution. We don't care about that. Separation of church and state. No, we're the government. We own you. We set the state religion. And what is the state religion? Am I a little animated today? Yes, I am. And rightfully so. This is outrageous. This is outrageous. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you exactly why the feds can do this to your church or synagogue. Yeah, you're going to have to talk to your preacher man or your rabbi about this right. Well, I'll give it after the break when I tell you what this is all about. Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, liberty, and freedom. We'll be back after this. Say thanks to the sponsors.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency, fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Rocking the health world, trying to explain why the government now, the feds, are claiming that they have the authority to force religious institutions to cover birth control in the so-called health insurance of their employees. Now, some of you have heard about the controversy on the campaign trail from Mitt Romney. Remember when he said people are corporations, corporations are people? Remember that? Corporations are people, too. He wasn't lying. You might not like the fact that he said it, but he was telling the truth in a weird sort of way, that artificial creations of the state have more rights than the humans that think they're human, that are not, that are acting as if they are corporations, artificial creations of the state. And churches are acting as if they are artificial creations of the state. No, Robert, what do you mean? Don't say that. You're being sacrilegious, Robert. No, I'm not. The real churches and synagogues, etc., would have nothing to do with the federal government, much less the state government, because there is a distinction between the two. Yet, when a religious institution, however national, federal, or state, or local church even, asks for and receives 501c3 status from the feds, it now is operating under the auspices of that artificial creation that exists only at the pleasure of the state. So find out from your preacher, men, rabbi, etc., are you 501c3? Is this church or synagogue? Is it a 501c3? Is it officially with the, is it filed with the Fed? Why? Why? Isn't separation of religion, I mean, isn't that a foundation of American life? It doesn't mean you don't bring your religious beliefs in with you in public life. No, it does not mean that. It just means you can't mandate a state-sanctioned religion. But I was going to tell you, there is a state-sanctioned religion. It's been around. It developed in the 20th century. Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether there's a liberal in the White House or a conservative in the White House, if they're even real, either of those. It is, in fact, modern medicine. The church of biological mysticism, as my dear friend John Rappaport coined that phrase all those years ago, how accurate. That church is the state religion. They'd like to make it the global one world religion. And they force your children to accept the sacrament. You sacrifice them on the altar of vaccineology when they get the shot. We're going to lead to that with the mysterious 12 in Leroy, New York, next hour. This is a very real thing. If you are not paying attention, your church may be under the auspices of the feds, and it will force them to do whatever the feds want them to do, or else they will revoke their nonprofit status or charter. Never mind that in the very basic foundations of this country, in the Constitution, there is no way the government was to supersede religious freedom. The First Amendment was right there. It's right there. Why does your church have to ask permission by applying for special status and granting them a privilege of nonprofit status, religious status? Isn't that strange? Anybody scratch their head and go, you know, Robert's right. I never thought about that. Why is my church asking permission of the government to be a church? It shouldn't. It doesn't have to. And if it does, it's something less than it could and should be. Now, I'm not saying that what goes on in that church or synagogue of yours is bad or wrong. That's not my judgment to make. It is not. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying as an institutional policy. We need to step back and realize we have acquiesced to the feds in so many ways, and the states as well, in violation of the Declaration of Independence and the subsequent Constitution that was ratified. Although none of you were signatories to it that I'm aware of, unless one of you are a reincarnated founding father. And I don't have proof of that, so I don't know. But the reality is, if you operate as an artificial creation of the state, you will ask permission to wipe your bottom. You will ask permission, can I please have an exemption for my child? And you will stamp that beastly number on their forehead when they're born. You will not ask questions. Is it required? Is your child somehow less human if they don't have a beastly number stamped to their forehead? Think about it. But the feds now want to force them all on birth control. Despite the fact that those synthetic hormones can create cancer, but that supports the state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine, because in that way, you will be a loyal subject. You will be sitting in their pews, getting your chemotherapy, getting radiated like you do when you pass through the TSA, and you don't opt out of the radiation scans. Have we all become sheeple to the federal behemoth, the beastly government that our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, etc., warned us against? Well, we got more to do. Will they let you drink raw milk? The feds don't even want you to breastfeed your child because it might interfere with the vaccine sacrament. Oh, yeah, I'm not kidding. I've got that and more to talk about on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up next. 800-259-5791. Call me right now. 800-259-5791. Rocking it for liberty after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have some raw milk, please. May I have some more? I can't have my first cup of raw milk. What is this?
Not only that, can you breastfeed your baby? No, they don't want you to do that either. Do you see this? The Centers for Disease Creation, the CDC, does not want you to breastfeed your baby. This is an amazing story, and I don't know if I'll be able to cover it in completion right now. But, oh my gosh, the federal funding to the pill, you don't need to be breastfeeding. What about raw milk? What about real milk? I have a story linked up in the blog at robertscottbell.com. Obama says no to whitehouse.gov petition to legalize raw milk at the federal level. Now, we don't need them to do this per se, but come on now. Those of you who are out there, I don't know if anybody is left that is supporting, Barack Obama, I should say, in the mainstream, maybe, but not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You've probably woken up. But if by chance there's anybody out there that still believes Ron Paul, well, won't be president, go and listen to my opening monologue and see what's happening behind the scenes. There's a whole other world of revolution that is bubbling up from beneath the surface that I can't even fully go into here on the show. But those that believe Barack Obama is about hope and change, there's a delusion I may not be able to help you with, especially if you're on FDA-approved medicines and believe that the Food and Drug Administration, the executive branch of government, knows better about what is good for you and what is not. Story up on Natural News, Ethan Huss, staff writer for Natural News, Mike Adams, the health ranger there. Even though the federal government does not actually have the right or authority to dictate what free individuals can and cannot eat, of course, the word individual also means corporation. You've got to understand when you're using their language, they will use it against you. The Obama administration has officially rejected a WhiteHouse.gov petition signed by more than 6,000 Americans seeking freedom from federal tyranny against raw milk. Remember the raw milk freedom riders we covered? They've done it in the D.C. area. They've done it in the Chicagoland area. And we need more of that. Food freedom advocates filed the petition as part of the We the People, Your Voice in Our Government program, which at the time promised a response to any petition that gathered at least 5,000 signatures within 30 days. Guess what? They didn't like that you were doing this, so they upped the ante. They said, well, okay, we made a mistake. We met 25,000 signatures now. They don't like responding to you, especially if you're demanding your God-given freedoms to consume milk as it's been consumed on this planet. Since there's been a planet and cows on it, when next will they call for the pasteurization of human breast milk? Or better yet, when will they call for the banning of human breast milk? Why? Because it disrupts certain vaccines, evidently. This is where we're going to go next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's right. The CDC is telling us, moms out there, we don't want you breastfeeding because you might interfere with the vaccines, as if any of us, any of our children, have ever had a vaccine deficiency disease. Now, what was the response from the Obama administration? Doug McAuliffe, senior policy advisor for rural affairs, rehashes the same tired nonsense about raw milk's supposed health risks and touts pasteurization as a type of godsend. Again, these people are playing God in the federal government, and it was no different under the Bush administration. They want to protect the ubiquitous milk supply from deadly pathogens as if all milk everywhere is exactly the same and part of a single government-provided supply. You want to read McAuliffe's full response? I've got it linked up through the blog notes to the Natural News story on this. By the way, I got raw milk yesterday. Oh, gallon of it! Oh, yes, I did! but I had to say it's for my animals. Yeah, well, I guess if my kids are animals, I suppose. Like, whose kids aren't animals? Come on! And if they're not a little bit animal-like, they're not kids! They're just, well, that's another story. If you drug them, they can, yeah, you can drug the animal out of them and they become basically robots. Is that what we want? Is that what we want of our children? Raw milk, when it has been found to be the culprit, it is almost always in raw milk that was bootlegged from an industrial farm producing dirty milk instead of the real stuff we're talking about. The dirty milk was intended to be pasteurized because factory farmed milk, yeah, you don't want to drink it unless they just destroy it altogether. And I don't want to encourage drinking it at all. But if you're coming from pasture-fed cows from these small family farms, Amish farmers, a very healthful, nutritious, and valid way to get food, to get real food, raw food in this case. It is not for the federal government to make it legal because it is already lawful in all 50 states, even if they pass laws that say it is illegal. It is not. It is lawful. But we, once and for all, have to recognize once and for all, again, if you will, our relationship to servant government instead of it being the other way around. Are you a corporation? As Romney says, corporations are people too. He was telling the truth. If you have a number, if you've been stamped in the head with a beastly number, and you behave as such, the government, the feds, will treat you as an artificial creation of the state. Only the human variety will have less rights than the corporate variety, the artificial corporate variety. But they are making you and everybody else who acquiesces and plays in that sandbox an artificial creation of the state. And in that way, they can force churches to cover employees with health insurance mandates that include birth control pills that actually cause cancer. That's right. The greatest cause of cancer on the planet, at least in these United States, which are now the corporate artificial United States, the greatest cause of cancer is the federal government, the CDC, the FDA, the EPA. Name the alphabet soup agency, and it's a carcinogen. You have got to now start relying upon new sources of media that will tell you the truth, will reveal the facts that the leading cause of cancer today, you could say it's doctors, but only doctors that are licensed by the state. They also become artificial creations of the state. They also become mandates to force you to accept synthetic toxic medicaments that will alter your very DNA, that will bring and give rise to your destruction, to the destruction of your children, that will lead to the mysteries, if I can say it that way, the mysteries, surrounding the 12 teenage girls in Leroy, New York. And that is where we're going after the news break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What is really behind the mysterious tics and Tourette's among these teenage girls? We've got some audio clips from the lamestream media as well to play for you and get you to the truth where they will not take you. But I will, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.